Our next speaker is our last speaker before lunch, no pressure. It is a general utilities update in land use. Our speaker and presenter is Cody Falk, a sixth generation Texas attorney. Cody has spent his legal career advising municipalities and investor-owned utilities on regulatory and compliance matters. Cody has served as city attorney for some of the fastest growing cities in Central Texas and advised on development projects, land use restrictions, and infrastructure financing. So everybody welcome Cody, please.
Thank you. I'm glad Charlie, last time I saw him, he hasn't cut his hair since. So it's been very good to see some folks that I haven't seen in a while. Really thanking the planning committee for allowing me to be here, and hopefully we'll be invited back after my presentation. And I'm sorry to be the last line of defense before going to lunch, so hopefully I don't bore you to tears, and you can enjoy your lunch thinking about all the great utility things that are going on in the state. So I'm just going to really go over quickly what I'm going to talk about, and that is really who the regulatory agencies are that you need to be concerned with in the utility space, and then briefly touching on some of the trends and issues, and these kind of align very much with some of the things that we're talking about today. I'm sure Tad talked about sunset that's going on in the current legislative session, but I'm going to talk about it in the context of these agencies. And then two of the big issues that, or really three of the big issues that I'm going to cover, are CCN and the certificated service areas of water and sewer service. Some issues with regards to submetering that I've been seeing with some of my clients lately. I'm also going to touch briefly on an issue that I've been heavily working on, and that is wastewater regionalization. And then I'm going to end with talking about some tips for working with utilities. My practice focuses on representing cities as utilities and cities as regulators. And then I also do a lot of work with investor-owned utilities. And so I get to interact with a lot of developers and a lot of folks in trying to navigate those relationships. So who are the regulatory agencies in Texas that oversee utilities? I think these are important to know for folks that do a lot of land use. And that is, first and foremost, the Public Utility Commission of Texas. Then we've got the TCEQ. And then more generally, the cities regulating these utilities within their municipal limits. So Public Utility Commission of Texas, if you all have been sleeping under a rock lately, it is a pretty high-profile agency now. The PUC oversees ERCOT, which, again, if you've been living under a rock lately, is another high-profile agency. The Public Utility Commission has just recently gone to five members. It used to be just three. It's made up of Peter Lake, the chairman, who came from the Texas Water Development Board prior to the PUC, Will McAdams, who is a career public servant and worked in the legislature, Lori Kobos, who previous to her becoming a commissioner was the Public Utility Council, and headed up that agency, which assisted small commercial and residential consumers in the electric and water field. Jimmy Glotfelty is a utility industry mainstay, and he's worked in the private industry, mainly in the electric transmission context. And then Kathleen Jackson is the most recent member of the commission, and she, like Chairman Lake, came from the Texas Water Development Board prior to joining the Public Utility Commission. So in the context of regulation of utilities in the state, the Public Utility Commission really regulates the financial aspects of these entities and their consumer and customer protection rules, and then also in certain contexts where they can and cannot serve. So they regulate electric, telecom, and water. They do not regulate gas. That is the Railroad Commission. And they oversee the legislation that affects these types of industries and then also offers customer assistance in resolving consumer complaints. You may be familiar with electric deregulation, telecom deregulation. that resulted in mainly the Public Utility Commission's roles in those industries being reduced.